When Hurricane Sandy blew over the Caribbean and the eastern seaboard of the United States in October last year, it destroyed homes and left billions of dollars in damages. Since then, many cities and communities have endured similar catastrophes. The UN is holding a high-level conference ahead of World Habitat Day to discuss how to build stronger buildings and infrastructures that can withstand natural disasters. Under the theme, Resilient Design for Sustainable Development, the conference brings together global experts from government, nonprofits, the private sector, and academia. According to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, as the effects of climate change increase, urban resilience has become ever more necessary.
The population in large coastal cities exposed to cyclones and hurricanes will more than double to 680 million by 2050. But climate change is not the only threat to growing urban population. More than half the world's large cities are in areas of high earthquake risk. The humanitarian and economic cost of natural disasters is mounting. Since the turn of the millennium, natural hazards have killed some 1.1 million people. More than 2.7 billion have been affected. The economic cost is estimated at $1.3 trillion. The poor, who are hit first and worst, have the least means to recover. Urban resilience is a sustainable development priority.
In New York City, tunnels were flooded, homes were knocked off their foundations in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. A conversation on resiliency has emerged, said Daniel Cirilli, the New York City Director of Resilience.
We see resiliency as a way not just to protect ourselves with higher and greater walls and think that we're going to be 100% safe. We recognize that that is an unlikely achievement that we will be able to pursue, but instead it's about being able to recover more quickly, to absorb the impacts of climate change and other risks that we face as a city, and be able to restore our city and recover more quickly.
World Habitat Day, observed on October 7, has been set aside to reflect on the state of our cities and towns. Dr. Juan Close, executive director of UN Habitat, told participants at the conference, "We need to ensure the cities of the future are well-planned, sustainable, and accessible to all," he added.
Compact, well-designed cities can also be cleaner and have less impact on their environment per resident than more spread-out areas. In an environment characterized by scarcity, this is not only preferable to our standard of living, but vital if we are to grow our urban space in a sustainable and desirable way.
The UN has identified sustainable urban mobility as a priority in order to regenerate urban centers, boost productivity, and make a city attractive for all users. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.